morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Sometimes. Welcome back, everyone. Mornings here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Great hour in store for you. We're going to have some fun. We got some entertainment news coming up for you in a little bit. We're also going to get into some fun article about Good Housekeeping's Top 25 Best Toy Awards. We've got that coming up for you, along with some other great stuff. But it is a Monday in the 10 o'clock hour. We know what that means.
Tell me something good.
Good morning, and welcome to the Kitchens Open on WFHR, sponsored by the Hotel Mead. If you're looking for a date night, dinner, or just some time out with friends, the Hotel Mead has what you need. The Whitney is a modern Italian restaurant, while the Grand Avenue Tavern features both classic comfort dishes and innovative creations. I don't know if you've heard, gentlemen, but Halloween is just around the corner.
Why? Well, yes. Yes, it
Have
is indeed.
What's,
yes.
this?
What's this? Nice.
The spooky time of year celebrates the things that go bump in the night, but it doesn't have to be scary in the kitchen. The holiday offers a special opportunity to get creative. It doesn't have to be a trick to make some treats you and your family can enjoy.
I love this segment. I have for a very long time. I appreciate you, Beth, and I appreciate the effort and the work that you put into this and keeping it going and so many things. I don't know if I've ever been more appreciative of you and this segment for this next recipe that you're about to give me and my mother to make.
Yeah, very
it
cool.
It is great. I found some great recipes that kids will love and are easy for them to help make as well. And they're fun for adults, too. So the first one's called the Witch's Hat. And it's basically taking ingredients that you can just buy off the store shelf and putting them together. It is that simple. For the recipe, all you're going to need are two 16-ounce packages of fudge-striped cookies, which, by the way, my nut allergy boy absolutely loves because this is a cookie he can enjoy,
That's
too.
That's right, yeah.
One bag, 9 ounces of milk chocolate candy kisses. Make sure you unwrap them first. One 4.5-ounce tube of decorating gel. You can use orange as a good Halloween color,
right.
Purple, anything that you'd like to decorate a hat with.
Okay.
And a quarter cup of melted chocolate chips. You could also use some honey, but they found that the melted chocolate actually binds it better.
Oh, okay.
So that's why I put that in there.
Cool.
And that quarter cup, you can adjust how much. That may be a little bit too much, a little too less. I just kind of guesstimated on that one. So to make them, it's easy. You're going to place a fudge stripe cookie with the bottom side up, so that dark, that chocolate fudge side is what's going to be up at the top.
Okay.
And you're going to put that on probably, I would say, like some parchment paper or something like a paper towel, some type of a surface to work on. You're going to smear just a dab, about 1/8 teaspoon of the melted chocolate onto the bottom of that unwrapped chocolate kiss. And then you're going to secure that kiss to the center of the cookie to cover that little hole that's in the
cookie.
Right,
right, yeah.
And then it's going to start looking like a hat.
Yes.
And then once that's kind of set a little bit, you're going to decorate it with that decorating gel, and you're going to put that belt around where the base of the kiss is.
Right.
To the cookie, and then it looks like a little witch's hat.
Yeah, this, I love it.
This could be another one, like with Christmas cookies or something like that, you know, or Halloween cookies. You could do something with the family and decorate, you know, the cookies however you want. You know, add your own little twist on it, whatever.
And there are colored chocolate wafers out there that you could make it into a Santa hat.
Yes.
You know, get a little Nilla wafer.
Perfect.
Dip that into the melted red wafer chocolate.
Yep.
And then get a red Hershey Kiss or dip that into
it. You could do a Santa
hat.
You got to switch it up.
That works.
Or a pilgrim's hat even for Thanksgiving.
Exactly.
You could even do that. Yeah.
This is just a great one of those jump off recipes.
Yes.
That's so simple. And it's going to be fun for kids because they get to play with chocolate, right?
Yeah.
And
right.
Who doesn't like
cookies for every holiday?
There you go.
Every holiday.
There you go. We'll make it happen. Well, the next one is another cookie, and it uses the vanilla wafers, but in a different way. It is acorn candy cookies. And if you get a chance to see a picture, and I'll put a link in the next article in the website, these look absolutely adorable. They actually look like acorns. but they are so much better because you can actually eat them.
Yes.
So what you're going to need is 1 tablespoon of prepared chocolate frosting. So, you know, just the can that you can get off the store shelf.
Mm-hmm.
24 milk chocolate candy kisses, such as Hershey's Kisses. Make sure, again, that they're unwrapped. You're going to want 24 mini vanilla wafer cookies, such as Nilla Wafers, or you can find them also in other grocery stores under a more generic name, a store brand. And then you're going to want a bag so that you can get at least 24 butterscotch chips.
Oh, yeah.
So you're going to want those because those have more of that tan hue to them rather than the chocolate, which is a brown or a black kind of color. So to make these, you're going to smear a small amount of the frosting onto the bottom of one of the candy kisses. You're going to press that onto the flat bottom of one vanilla wafer cookie. And then you're going to smear a small amount of the frosting onto the bottom, flat bottom of the butterscotch chip and press that onto the rounded top of the same cookie. And then it literally looks like an acorn.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
That is the cutest cookie I've ever seen. Easily. I love vanilla wafers. So I love you don't see those incorporated with these very often.
No, you don't.
That's kind of
cool. Yeah. That's really cool.
And again, 100% nut free. So you don't have to worry about that kind of an allergy with these. You're going to keep repeating that process with the candy kisses, wafer cookies, and all of that. You're going to make sure to set them aside to dry for at least 30 minutes so that that frosting can get solid and bind everything together.
Yes.
But another great little treat to put out there, you know, if you're having a Halloween party, especially if it's a kid's Halloween party that you don't want to be too scary. These are some great treats to kind of celebrate the season without it being gory. Now, next week, here's your little hint and preview. We're going to go more on the gory side.
All right.
Because I found some great things out there that started to gross me out just looking at them. That's how creative they are.
Oh, yeah.
But they're going to be easy to make. So it's great. Another great one is zombie lips. Sounds a lot scarier.
Love
than
the
you
name,
thought.
Though. Love
yeah, great name.
Yeah. And this uses an apple.
Oh.
So this, this recipe is great. So these are not nearly as scary as they sound. To make them, you're going to want a medium apple, a half a cup of peanut butter, a half a cup or as needed of miniature fish-shaped crackers such as goldfish.
Oh, wow.
Okay. So to make these, you're going to core the apple and cut into 8 slices. If you have one of those Pampered Chef slicer things, that's perfect
it does it
for
just
this kind of thing.
Super,
does it for
super
you.
Super easy for you, yep.
You're going to spread a half of that, 1 tablespoon of peanut butter on one side of the apple slice. And then you're going to press those fish crackers tail first into the peanut butter to form the teeth. You're going to do the same thing with another one, and then you're going to put them one on top of the other. So the rounded part is kind of what you're going to want. You're going to put them on top of each other, and they're going to, once you put them on top, they're going to look like teeth coming out of the lips.
That's so cool. Oh, I can see it.
That is so cool. That's a great idea.
I like that one.
Fantastic.
I like that one. That's a good one.
So, and I got these recipes from an article on allrecipes.com. And if you type in easy Halloween recipes to make with kids, that article is going to pop up for you. Again, I'll have a link, but they have pictures. They even have little videos to show how to make
Very
it.
Cool.
Yeah, that's
so
very
that
cool.
That kind of helps so that you can see, okay, I kind of understand what you want to do with the apple, but I'm not quite sure. If you do the skin side, that's the side that you want to press the teeth into.
Gotcha.
And then you'll get the idea.
Yeah.
And the next one I have, again, super simple, magic wands.
Okay.
So you don't need Harry Potter to create some magic at Halloween. You'll need 1 15-ounce package of pretzel rods. Now, these are the larger, thicker rods, not the small little pretzel sticks.
Okay.
So the large rods. 1 16-ounce container prepared vanilla frosting. Again, pick it right off the shelf. Pick your favorite brand. You can always make your own if you're getting ambitious and want to make some frosting. And you're going to want a half a cup of sprinkles or colored sugar for decoration. So something to kind of add that little pizzazz. It's easy. You're going to dip the pretzel rod into the frosting, not quite halfway, and pull it back out. Then you're going to roll it into whatever sprinkles or decoration you want.
Oh, my gosh. Super easy.
Simple. And who doesn't like to stick a rod into a tub of something, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, right.
Kids are going to just enjoy this.
Yeah.
You know, and there's already so many other things that are keeping parents busy this time of year. These treats being cool and simple, it really helps.
Well, and especially if your kids are having some type of a Halloween party at school and it's a last minute, I want to do something, but I don't want to just go buy something that's already off the shelf. What can I do? These are so quick. They're so simple. You can do them in no time flat.
Right. You can have, actually, if you're doing a younger kid's party, you can actually do this at the party because it's that
that's
easy.
A great idea.
And with the pretzel rods, if you have any left over, just get some wax paper or some plastic wrap and you wrap it around them and it stays fresh. And then you can even send some home with kids in a goodie bag.
There you go. Perfect.
So simple. The final one takes a little bit more effort. So it's not quite that last minute kind of thing, but it's a tried and true classic that is definitely worth doing. It's dirt cake.
Oh, yeah.
You know, who doesn't like dirt cake?
Love dirt cake.
I've gone to many things. I've never tried it myself. I don't know why I've been so intimidated. It does take a few more steps, but it tastes good and it's worth it. And especially you can get as gory or not gory as you want with this one, right? So you're going to finely crush a 32-ounce package of chocolate sandwich cookies with cream filling. Think Oreos, that kind of cookie. And you're going to do this in a food processor, and then you're going to set those crumbs aside.
Oh, I was going to put them in a baggie and just like pound.
You can do
the
that too. Absolutely.
So my mom does.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Depends on how much aggression you need to get
right,
out, right?
Yeah.
Then you're going to combine one softened 8-ounce package of cream cheese, a half a cup of softened butter, and a half a cup of confectioner's, that's powdered sugar, in a large bowl. And you're going to beat that with an electric mixer until smooth. So this one you really, you can try to do it with your hand, but it's going to be easier to just do it in an electric mixer. Then in a separate bowl, you're going to whisk together 3.5 cups milk, one 12-ounce container of thawed whipped topping, so think Cool Whipped, and two 3.5-ounce packages of instant vanilla pudding mix. You're going to fold in the cream cheese mixture until all of that is well combined. Then you're going to alternatively, I can say that word this early in the morning, alternatively layer crushed cookies, the pudding mixture, in a clean medium floured pot or a bowl, you know, especially a clear bowl. You can really see those layers in there then, starting and ending with the cookies. So put the layer of cookies and the cream cheese mixture, then the cookies, then the cream cheese, and do that again until you've got the cookies on top. And then you're going to chill that dirt cake in the refrigerator until it's ready to serve. Garnish it with gummy worms or other gummy creature of your choice.
Oh, man. The gummy worms classic, of course, because it is dirt, and that just makes it look that much better.
There's a billion types of gummy things out there now, so you can have some fun
with
that one.
You could do bugs. You could do anything,
But God, I love dirt cake.
You want to get so creative with it? Get the Milano cookies and some black icing piping and put RIP or crosses and stick it in there.
Perfect.
Get some gummy bears and stick them right in front.
Man,
you've got a graveyard.
You got a zombie gummies. Yeah.
Those Milano cookies are so amazing. Oh my God, those are good.
And again, you could just do Milano cookies and put RIP or a cross or whatever and put those out as gravestones.
Yeah, there you go. Perfect.
Perfect ideas. The only, and I'm not trying to nitpick here, Beth, but the only thing I will add to your instructions of these is don't include me. Because I will ruin this. I will be eating the you'll have no tombstones.
What happened to half of the dirt cake? Where'd it go?
Where'd all the Milano cookies go?
And the kids, they're supposed to be, what are you doing?
You know, upset the kids or something.
There's no gummy worms.
Don't invite me.
If you do this, text us in some pictures. Let us know.
Oh, that'd be fun. Yes.
We would love to see you doing this with your kids and see what those turnouts are.
Yep.
We do want to hear from you with all of these.
The pictures are safe. Yeah. I mean, you need the pictures, so you're safe with that. It's a good idea.
There you go.
It's a good idea.
Or if there's another one that you have, is there a go-to Halloween easy kind of themed treat that you do with your kids? Let us know about that. We would love to be able to share that with
our
listeners.
Tombstone brownies. I remember doing that for a party once. When I was a kid, a Halloween party,
Tombstone
brownies,
And you can even, I found, I think it was at the Dollar Tree or somewhere, little silicone baking tins that are graves that you could just put cake in there, cupcakes or
whatever,
brownie mix, and make them so that they actually look like gravestones. So it can be a scary time of year, but it doesn't have to be scary in the kitchen. So go ahead and have a frighteningly good time with your family as you put these treats together. If you do have a special Halloween or other holiday recipe, consider sharing it with us by submitting it to our 85th anniversary cookbook that we're putting together. You can find a link on our website at WFHR.com. You can stop by the station and pick up a submission form or have Pam make a copy of the recipe card, and we'll give that right back to you so it can be included. Once again, I'd like to say thank you to the Hotel Mead for sponsoring our segment. Their bright and spacious rooms with 9-foot ceilings offer a range of options from cozy king and queen bedrooms to expansive whirlpool and family suites. To book your stay, go to www.hotelmead.com. And with that, we'll close the kitchen.
All right. Wow. Love Halloween treats.
Yeah. Oh, I'm really hungry. Oh, it was a great segment. Nice work, Beth. Nice.
Thank you.
You are not done, though. We're going to make you stick around. We got another segment coming up with Beth, and we'll bring Laura in. I'll trade Laura out for Seth, and we'll have that coming up for you right here. And, of course, be listening every Monday for another edition of The Kitchen's Open, brought to us by Beth and the Hotel Mead, everybody.
Tell me something good.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got James here along with Laura and Beth.
Hi. Hello.
Beth sent over an article the other day that I just could not help myself. I was like, well, we got to get into this one. And I thought it was a great one. Thank you for sending it over, Beth.
You're welcome.
Good Housekeeping put together their 2025 Best Toy Awards, and they broke this down by ages of like little kids to, little older. We'll kind of go through those.
Sure.
But I do want audience participation. If you and your little ones out there have come across a new fun toy and you want to tell us about it, feel free to. 715-424-2600. The words best toy mean different things to different people, and more importantly, mean different things to different kids at different ages and
sure,
stuff.
Absolutely.
This year's Good Housekeeping Best Toy Awards winners checked all the boxes. Their team of lab experts and parenting editors vetted every submission and got hands-on with the items. I want this job.
Right? No.
But also, we'll see.
Baby and toddlers. We'll look at these, and there's a lot more than we're going to be able to get to
in
the time of the segment. You can go to goodhousekeeping.com if you'd like to find the full article.
I'll make sure there's a link in the show notes.
Appreciate that. Nice work, Laura. A Sesame Street Hokey Pokey Elmo toy.
That sounds awesome.
Lego Duplo Balancing and Stacking Tree.
So I know what those things are. So it's like a Duplo, but it rocks like a rocking horse, and so it's teaching balance.
And you can put
really
the different toys at different levels.
It's intended for like toddler age. Yeah, that's a really cool toy.
You learn all about gravity.
All right, okay.
wacky moves light up whack game.
It's whack-a-mole for kids.
It's whack-a-mole with lights.
For
home. And probably sounds. So you're welcome, parents.
Lots of whacking sounds.
Yes. Well, not just whacking sounds. I bet when you whack one of those.
Oh, you bet it whistles and stuff?
Oh, yeah. There's got to be sounds there.
Don't buy me toys that make noise, guys. Don't do it. Not for my kids. Don't do it, please.
Got a cute baby Pecky puppy animated plush. That's kind of cool. Nice. Melissa and Doug Blockables Farm Snap.
I love Melissa
those
and
are
Doug.
Nice.
Melissa and Doug toys are always a win for me.
Mm-hmm.
And a VTech Get Growing Tractor and Mower Ride
Out. Oh, that's cool. Like, for real? Let me see that.
Oh,
Your kid's getting up on it? No, you push it.
Yeah, you push it.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so it looks like variation. A lawnmower. Yeah. Sure, like a push lawnmower.
Variation on the vacuum cleaner.
Yeah.
Was very happy to see the Play School Sit and Spin is still
a
thing.
It's a
classic.
For a reason.
I think we should get a couple of those for in here and have a little contest.
Why? So I can break my face?
To see who's going to actually vomit from doing it.
I wouldn't vomit, but I would break my face.
I want all of our interviews for Rapid Support now to be done that way, and I want to interview Senator Tested and
sit
get some
spin
heated
first.
Conversation
well
with him.
He is going to be here on Monday. Let's just bring a sit and spin.
There you go
where we have to have these
no you heard me Patrick
no wait until I come back around Pat I'm going to get you on this one. I love this idea this is fantastic.
Sit and spinning and with Patrick Teston or just in general.
I think it's a gather though here or there. Preschool kids, how about that? There is a Goodyear Kids car engine repair set.
Ooh, oh my goodness.
That's a lot of pieces.
That's, you know, kind of cool.
That is cool.
All for that, because we don't really talk about kids going into those kind of careers anymore. Enough. Everybody is saying go to college, but we still need trade workers. So to get kids interested in something like this at such a young age, I think it's a great idea.
Oh yeah. Well, and especially, you know, how many parents out there are really into fixing their cars and they'd love to have their kid interested in it?
Oh,
hey,
yeah.
Yo.
Yeah.
That's a way.
Gabby's Meow Amazing Interactive Dollhouse.
Okay.
Gabby's Dollhouse.
Gabby's Dollhouse is a big one.
Well, and it's a movie now.
Yep.
Oh, right. So, Gabby's you Dollhouse know, kind of tying in with
and a
that.
Movie and
a lot of the big names, Disney, Dora, Melissa and Doug again. Paul.
Oh, my goodness. Melissa the Disney, it's their Mickey Mouse Clubhouse set.
Oh, that is
Oh, it's
cool.
like a Mickey Mouse
it's
Clubhouse.
It's like the if you've watched the show, my kids loved it when they were younger. It
you
is that
clubhouse.
You guys
would get a crack out of this. So they both have their laptops up looking at the screens, and they're just turning them around for me as we get to the items, taking turns. It's very lovely.
The Play-Doh Super Slice Cake Play Kitchen Set also looks like a lot of fun.
Yeah, again, any Melissa Play-Doh, and Doug.
Any Melissa, Melissa and Doug, or any Play-Doh cooking stuff.
You
yeah,
know, and
those
what
are
kid
always
doesn't love
me.
Playing kitchen?
Every kid I've ever met likes playing kitchen.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sorry, but cooks are in every gender of the spectrum, my
Absolutely.
Friends. So let your kid learn how to cook, please.
I noticed going through these, there were every age had kind of one that's really stood out to me for different reasons. Mm-hmm. This one, the Crayola Scribble Scrubbles Bluey's Poolside Playset. And if I
okay.
got it right,
say you that can... five times.
So
fast.
The Scribble right. Scrubbles are a thing that I've had before. We didn't have the Bluey ones, but I know what the Scribble Scrubbles are.
Okay,
they're like a little, almost like felty covered critter, and they come with washable markers and like a little bathtub. Right? So that you can wash the marker off and recolor your Scribble Scrubby. And so these ones are Bluey shaped.
Yeah. Yeah. They're the Bluey characters. And again, it's for bath time with
yeah,
kids.
It's intended yeah. for bath time.
Yeah. I remember having bath crayons and painting myself and my
yep.
sisters.
That's the and best the walls time for that
and
stuff.
The
For little kids, we're getting a little bit older with the toys. You got a Barbie Dream Camper play set.
Mm-hmm.
All the Barbie accessories are still going to be knocking it out of the park.
Got some Squishmallows in there as well. Those have been big for a while.
Yep.
A Benito the Blueberry Cheesecake Cow.
I love all of that. I don't know what it looks like, but I want one.
It's adorable.
I believe it. No, it sounds adorable.
And you have the RC cars, the remote control cars.
Can confirm,
some
it's
of that,
adorable.
A little bit more of that. I see a DreamWorks Dragon, How to Train Your Dragon, in a one you can move around.
Yep.
It's toothless.
Oh,
yeah. That's
cool. So like a radio controlled
yep.
one? Okay, so like an RC Dragon, that's cool. It doesn't have to be How to Train Your Dragon. It's an RC Dragon.
Seeing a lot more of these, along with like some Pokemon stuff, some more of the interactive animated toys.
Mm-hmm.
But a really cool one I saw, Educational Insights Campfire Chat Mallow. So it's the chat mallow, but it's...
It's the Squishmallows, but a chat?
It's like a game that you can put together these story tiles, and then you create a story out of the pictures that you see there.
Oh, so there's like little symbols on the marshmallows, and you're stacking them on a stick and
yes.
with a pretend fire. That's fun.
That's a great
that a
way to really encourage the creativity of the kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
I really like
some of
that.
These are cool.
These are really, really cool.
I want to be a kid again, just so
yes.
I can play with
and,
the toys that
and
they've
here,
got.
Here I was ready to say, they don't know what they're talking about. They knew. This is fine. These are good toys.
Yeah.
We talked earlier about there being an adult Halloween. There needs to be adult, like an adult playtime.
Playtime. Absolutely.
Adult playtime.
Okay. I wording only because I don't have a better way to word this, but like, you know, a grown-up toy store, but like for actual toys, not grown-up toys.
Right
you
know,
right, yeah. And know? We need to have play dates again,
please game nights.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I believe
Seth,
I believe
make a campaign, we're playing Dungeons and Dragons.
they're all these toys should be tested out by parents first. We should get
yes
to play
absolutely
with them first. We should get to play with them first. Then they could have them. We're done.
That once we've wore them out.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
And finally, there are big kid toys. And a lot of these, again, would be where you would think they're going a little bit more educational, mm-hmm, a little bit mm-hmm. more interactive,
yep,
some
mm-hmm.
electronical stuff to, yep. You know, parts to them as well. But all very interesting. I think they're... boy, is it cool to see where this has all evolved.
Yeah. And it seems like a lot of them are encouraging creative play and just creativity in general. Well, a lot of them are encouraging, you know, like James was saying, a little bit educational, right?
The one in the Big Kids one that caught my eyes, the Crunch Lab Hack Pack subscription.
Ooh.
So that monthly they get something that they have to figure out how to put together that's educational, and it goes with the STEM understanding to really push people towards that.
Are cool. Yeah, check out this list, guys. I'll definitely link it.
There is a Monopoly app banking one that kind of can help teach that.
Yeah,
a little bit more about the finances stuff.
Sure. That's a brilliant way to teach that.
I like the make your own loom animals too. I like that.
I love a loom despite having to move a giant one a few times.
I love the fact that the Rubik's Cube is still in here.
Yeah.
It's a pulse cube.
It's a classic. People love that.
Absolutely.
It's the fidget before fidgets.
There you go.
Like, I had a math teacher who would just sit and do the Rubik's Cube and solve it over and over again while teaching lessons. Like, that was a thing he did. It was a fidget.
That's funny. I had a professor that did it while not looking at it.
And he wasn't looking at it.
Yeah. Mess with us.
He was just teaching his lesson and just doing it.
That's incredible. Yeah.
Yeah.
The other thing that really stood out to me here, while there are some really cool, innovative toys and everything, so many that not just we grew up with, but our parents grew up with.
Right.
You're seeing Legos all over the place, seeing a lot of stuffed animals. Yeah. You're seeing a lot of classic characters.
Or like the updated
characters.
Version of the same kind of toy. Yeah.
There's a Tamagotchi on here.
Bring it. Listen, I killed several of those back in the old days. I'll do it again.
There's an electronic spirograph machine.
Yeah. So even
an electronic spirograph?
Yeah, even the spirograph is still around.
Then how is that fidgety for me? It was the whole moving it around.
There is also emotional support pickles, which I feel like could be for anybody.
Let me see the emotional support, because I have emotional support pickles, but this is a different emotional support pickle.
These have faces on them.
Animals.
Oh my god, that's awesome! Oh my god.
Those are pretty cool.
Are they those like are the squishy?
It's like a stuffed animal, like a plushy jar of a bunch of plushy pickles with different faces on them.
Give them a squeeze, and when they need a little pickle,
stress reliever.
Pick me up. Yeah.
Oh, I'm gonna get that.
You can see
not for my kids.
Many, many more toys that you will keep for yourself and find out how they did their testing as well by going to goodhousekeeping.com. And as Laura said, she'll put a link in the podcast for us and everything. Beth, keep those articles coming. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Nice work. We'll take a quick time out. We'll get to our news and entertainment or sports break. We'll take care of our partners. We'll come back and have some more fun on the morning show. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. Laura, Seth, James here with you. Big thank you to all of you for joining us. Also want to thank Beth for hanging out with us first half an hour. That was fun. Mm-hmm. Appreciate the work she brought in. And of course, appreciate all of you. I do want to remind everybody of a couple of quick things. And one of the things that we've been doing here in at least the recent years is a lot of cross promotion. We are our sister station, 105.5 WIRI, and us have tag teamed on many different things. Mm-hmm. And I want to remind everybody to bookmark the webpage, WIRI.FM. Head on over there today and get in on the voting for our spookiest country song.
Yes, Seth. Tell them all about it.
Well, it starts today, everyone. We've got two songs going head-to-head for voting.
Set me up for failure,
I did no such thing. Two songs today. You don't even have to turn on WIRI. You can just go to WIRI.FM, like James said, and you can vote for either The Thunder Rolls by Garth Brooks or Dueling Banjos.
My personal pick.
Laura's the one that suggested that one. We'll give her credit.
And he puts it up against Garth Brooks in the first round.
Hey, the chips will fall where they may, Laura. Fall where they may from the Deliverance soundtrack. So make sure you head on over there and vote, everyone. It's going till midnight tonight. And you don't even have to listen. Just go and have some fun and vote for the spookiest song. We'll have two more songs through Thursday every day going head-to-head. And then next week we'll be going up to see what is the spookiest country song of all time. Spookiest country song.
Tell you something else that's scary, something that happened to me over the weekend. I finally got new tires for my Jeep, and it felt really good.
Yeah.
And I went out, I had a lot of time on my hands this weekend, so I was spending a lot of time with my tires. And my dad comes
just appreciating
out.
Them?
My dad comes outside. I go outside and I see because I can't find my dad. He's out there looking at the tires too. And I realize we're both at that age where this is like a new toy to us.
This is exciting.
And that's that got a little sad for me. They got to, like, I'm excited about tires.
Yeah,
I'm,
you
like,
are.
Was it one of those things?
You're so safe as your heck now, boy.
Your dad's sitting there while looking at the tires. You come up to him and you go, yep.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yes. It's king of the hill.
And he goes, yep.
And when you're doing it, you gotta kneel down. You got to kneel down and look at it when you're doing it.
Yep. Like, yeah. Closer look, right? Yep.
I will say,
point at it every once
in a
while.
Do you know anything about tires? Nope. Maybe, you know, who knows, but you're going to say good. It.
They look scary. Good. It's scary getting older. It really is. Can you imagine Yoda any other color than green? We dive into a little bit of entertainment news for everybody with this one. Can you imagine him any other color than green? Well, I'll answer that for you. No, you can't. But did you know it almost happened?
Yoda. I just want to know what color he almost was.
Yoda was originally going to be blue or purple.
Okay.
And that is right up to the final screenplay of Empire Strikes Back.
Really? Right. Wow.
I think green makes more sense considering he lived in a bog.
In the original manuscript, it even describes Yoda as, quote, bluish.
Mm-hmm.
Early concept art for the film has him light blue, pink, or even colorless. A novelization that came out in 1980, the same year as the movie, described Yoda as blue-skinned.
Yes, I've read that, and I actually do remember that, yes.
In a Marvel Comics adaptation of the movie that also came out in 1980 has him looking purple in some scenes while looking white with long white hair.
Ooh.
Well.
There's different. let's look at this one.
Yeah,
there's
please.
Oh, wow. Right there.
Yeah.
You
know what he reminds me of is the Dark Crystal.
Exactly. 100%. I was going to say that's still like a Henson type thing.
It's
now,
very Henson.
I know Jim Henson did not design Yoda. That was a British puppeteer who made him. I can't remember off the top of my head. I can't remember his name. And of course, Frank Oz did the voice and the puppeteering. Right, yes. You know, so maybe that. But that looks very Muppety in that comic.
It?
Yeah,
it does.
No one seems to know why Yoda was turned green, but it sounds like the decision was made late in the game, and the people who produced these tie-in materials were using outdated descriptions or pictures.
Yeah.
I can tell you exactly what happened. Was I there? No. Is this fact? No. But I know what happened. A bunch of producers came in there and told them what to do. That's exactly what happened. Anytime you hear in Hollywood history or movie history, oh, we don't know why this happened. Billion times give a bunch of people with money came in the room and told a bunch of creatives what to do.
You're going to do this.
That's definitely an element of it. Here's what I'm wondering. So they had to, fashion Yoda, his fleshy
fabricates
and everything, right? What if the material that they used to mold him with, like to make his flesh out of, just wasn't able to be painted purple or blue?
That's an interesting point.
And they went with green because they thought, well, he lives in a bog.
Earth tones, right?
Right.
Yeah, he's got like kind of
froggish.
Right. He does kind of look like a frog in that sense. Yeah.
Toady.
Yeah.
There's also maybe I'm wrong about the producing thing because maybe there's also this part of it. And I appreciate George Lucas. I think I appreciate his brain, his creativity so very much. But I've seen him touch on this a little bit in interviews. George didn't necessarily like map all this out.
No, he didn't.
Lot of the stuff that we see in the original concepts of Star Wars were very like first thought, write it down.
Yep.
And that's what he
very
went
different
with, kind
from.
Of thing.
Yeah. Right.
That many years later, this story doesn't really connect to this one, so I'm going to do this to make it connect. And then some stuff that just connected organically.
Right.
I wonder if that's part of this.
Well, and honestly, you look at Yoda, the way he is, he looks natural.
Right.
It looks very real and natural. So maybe I wonder if making him blue or purple would kind of take you out of that.
Yeah.
Kind of that. He looks more like a puppet or something like that.
Right.
But the green feels a lot more natural.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and he blended in.
He sure did.
Sort of diving, keeping the entertainment part going. Candy is entertaining, and betting is entertaining, and that's where we go next.
Okay.
Oh boy.
The sports betting site Action Network crunched the numbers to find the odds of each type of candy landing in your kid's Halloween bucket.
Okay.
Okay.
These are the same people that are waiting, staying up until 3 a.m. to watch horse racing in Dubai to bet on it.
Okay.
Right? Like, yeah.
Yes.
I say that as an, you notice that was very specific and detailed because I have a friend who does that. I know somebody like this. They took stats from Instacart, DoorDash, and other candy sellers. They also looked at things like population density to figure out how many houses the average trick-or-treaters will hit.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Here are the top 10 popular Halloween candies and the odds of getting at least one of them on Halloween night.
Oh, this is cool. All right. I'm on board.
Our caller earlier in the morning might be excited about this one. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups came in at number one.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
Well, technically, the pumpkins or the cups?
That's the question. Is because they come... How many varieties
do you
now?
Like better?
They're the same.
They are not. Don't what? Give me that.
They're the same.
The chocolate is thicker on the cup.
Oh, whatever.
It just is. No. Come on, man.
No. Even if it is, it's still the same ingredients.
Not.
There's nothing different.
The texture.
It's in your mind. It's all in your mind.
Yes, it is in my mind. I'm neurodivergent, and it's about texture.
But it tastes, it's the same stuff.
But it crunches different.
67% believe that is Reese's Peanut Butter Cups is going to show up in your box.
Yeah, that much of a chance, right? Yeah.
And 100% Laura's right.
Thank you.
Peanut M&M's 65%. Peanut M&M's 65%.
Those are
65. That's actually a lot closer than I thought. The odds of getting M&M's, yeah.
Ranks a little higher than regular M&M's at 62%.
Okay.
And number four, Kit Kats with 60%.
Really?
Kit Kat needs to bump up those numbers. I need to see them more.
Love Kit Kats.
I need to steal more Kit Kats from my kids this year.
Is that the only time of year you're seeing more Kit Kats? I don't think if you went to like retail places and say, you know, what are the most popular candy bars that you sell? I don't think Kit Kats is up that high.
I think
it's more of a Halloween thing.
It's possible.
Snickers came in at number five with 58%.
Sure. I thought that would have been higher. I honestly would have thought Snickers would have been higher.
All five, the top five involve chocolate.
They do.
Of course they do.
Yes, they do.
Not so much at number six. Sour Patch Kids come in at 55%.
Yeah, you're seeing a lot
surprise.
Of those nowadays. I'm not surprised.
I guess partially because that's like one of the main non-peanut ones is that kind of stuff.
The
that
Sour
makes
Patch
sense,
Kids,
I guess.
Yeah. The Swedish Fish.
Yeah,
all made a comeback.
Yep.
Hershey's Milk Chocolate Bars at 50%. Milky Ways at 45%. Number eight, number seven, and eight there.
Okay. Mm-hmm. The classic Hershey bar. I mean, that's always good.
At number nine, Twix with 33% of the vote. Or 33%
likely to show up.
And gummy bears, to wrap up the top 10, 33% believe that they will show up in your kids' Halloween.
Do you guys remember ever getting gummy bears when we were kids?
No.
Never a thing.
I'm going to be real with you, Seth. I have no idea what I got in my Halloween basket every year.
I don't think it was gummy bears, very rarely.
I love gummy bears, so I feel like I'd remember. That's the only reason I wasn't with you, Laura.
I can remember, because I did trick-or-treat in the same neighborhood my entire youth, for the most part.
Right.
I know which house was giving me full-size candy bars
sure you knew
I'll never forget that. Every time I drive through Nasita and I pass that house,
full-size
I give them a little nod.
Full-size candy bar.
They've earned my respect for the rest of my life.
That's pretty cool.
They also looked at three more things your kid might not enjoy getting. There are a 2% chance they'll be getting a toothbrush, 4% chance they're getting a box of raisins, and 23% chance of finding some candy corn in their bag.
There was a house that gave us...
Not candy corn again. What is the deal, people?
I went to a house that every year would give a single piece of change. So like a dime, a quarter.
One of my favorites all time.
We stopped stopping there.
I like that. So we went to one house. He had us come into the house, and he had stacks of coins on his table.
Right.
And he's like, and it was all I think a dollar. And he's like, so do you want the stack of dimes, the stack of nickels, which was the tallest, or a stack of quarters? You know, he would ask us this, you know, big decision. We all took quarters.
Right.
Sure. Okay, so it's like we knew that it was still worth, you know, it was the same, but we want the quarters.
Yeah. Listen, if the guy was even giving us like a roll of nickels, I would have felt better about it. At least now I'm armed.
You just get one nickel. Yeah.
One of the places.
Don't spend it all in one place.
I'm telling you, that's what he did.
Used to, there was a couple of houses next to each other that we always would hit, and one of them was, they always had like a toothbrush along with an apple, that kind of house.
Mm-hmm.
Right next to them was the house with the big size candy bar and everything. Didn't find this out until I was adult. The house with the big size candy bar was a dentist.
Oh!
The house next to
that was awesome.
Not.
And because they were worried living next to a dentist, they're like, oh my God, I can't give
out
candy
bars. I have to do the
good thing. I got to do the good thing.
Meanwhile, the dentist.
Nothing wrong with giving out a toothbrush, but give it in addition to something, yeah. Please.
Like a little Hershey kiss or something.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be big. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, or you could even, like, you could tie them together.
Exactly.
Get a candy bar or a candy, yeah, that's, like, long enough to, you know, tie a ribbon on
you
that.
You got it.
Boy.
You got it. Bam. Right on. You're right on.
And Seth,
a pixie
just,
stick.
Just for you to wrap this up, kids in Mississippi are most likely to end up with candy corn 46% of the time, Nebraska 45%, and Hawaii is at the bottom with 11%. Not a lot of candy corn in Hawaii.
Mississippi
apparently
is number one in something. Yes, there you go, Mississippi. Yes. Take that. And I'm happy about it.
We will take a quick time out, but you can find the complete article at thetropicalfruit.com, thetropicalfruit.com. We'll be back to wrap up the show.
I'm coming home, baby, now. I'm coming home now, right.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Laura, Seth, and James here with you, taking it to the top of the hour. Coming up, nothing but great civic media programming for you throughout the day. Stick around for that. Mm-hmm. Also got some other great stuff lined up for you. Be sure to join us on 105.5 WIRI from 4 to 5 for Playmakers. We speak sport. Ooh. We'll be there talking sports with you guys. Call in, join the conversation. Plenty to talk about today. Going to be covering some local stuff as well as some worldwide stuff involving sports.
Yes.
Going to be a good one there. And, of course, the Rapids Report lined up for you today. Got a great one in store for you. We got two new episodes. It'll be at WFHR.com for you to stream. And we'll talk with our friends from the Arts Council. Mm-hmm. We're going to be talking about the doo-wop special that is coming up to town.
Yeah.
Really looking forward to diving into that with Sally. She'll be joining us along with a special guest from the band.
All right.
Woo! And the Rapids, other edition, we'll have our friends from Scott's Rapids Community Theater, Silver Foxes, talk about their new show coming up.
That's right.
That's coming up this week. Yeah, it's going
to
be fun.
Looking forward to it. Be sure to join us over at WFHR.com for all Rapids Report episodes. And Seth, we had a couple other things.
Once again, they're looking for volunteers, everyone, for helping with raking those yards. The Day of Caring is coming up on Saturday, everyone. So make sure you call the United Way at 715-421-0390 between Monday through Friday between 8:30 and 4. That is their normal business hours. And you can get your group together because I think they're still looking for volunteers to help rake. And it's always a fun time. You know, I've done it the last five some years or so. I can't remember. It's always something I look forward to. And it is a fantastic time raking those lawns for people, especially if it's, you know, perfect fall weather. Mm-hmm. Oh, man, I hope it is this week or this Saturday.
It's looking good so far.
Yeah, all right. Nice. The sun shining, you know, the crisp autumn air we do that. And I'm so crisp. Looking forward to it. Crisp autumn air, yes.
How air could be crisp, I don't
so
know.
So sign up for volunteers. Yes, isn't that like a crunchy thing?
It's weird.
And tomorrow we've got a blood drive, everyone, over at 311 Lincoln Street, the former East Junior High School in Wisconsin Rapids. You can enter off of Lincoln Street. It's from 10 to 3 tomorrow. You can schedule that donation right now. Call 800-280-4102, 800-280-4102, or go to the website communityblood.org. You can do it there as well. Mm-hmm. We have another one coming up on next Monday on the 27th from 2 to 7 as well. So if you can't make it tomorrow, look for next Monday, the 27th.
And on Wednesday is going to be the next Heroes Cafe at the Crossview Church with the vets, right? It's with the VFW.
Yep, that's right.
That's
who
plans
it.
That's right. With the VFW Heroes Cafe at Crossview Church. That is from 7:15 to 8:30 a.m. the fourth Wednesday of every month. So you can make sure you do that on Wednesday as well. And this is just a little. We're advertising a little bit for the Cowboy Union Jam. They're looking for a few singers or musicians to help perform with them at McMillan Memorial Library in Rapids on the second Wednesday of each month from 1 to 3 p.m. They play a mix of classic country, bluegrass, and gospel, and the jam has been playing at the library since 2012, but they could use a few more dedicated volunteers and singers. If you or anyone you know is interested, please have them call Steve and Lisa at 715-630-1827 for more information.
They have lots of chairs to fill. They have a whole bunch of chairs up there, yeah.
Wisconsin Rapids Family Center invites you to the annual Domestic Violence Awareness Vigil. Please join us to honor those who tragically lost their life due to domestic violence-related homicides in Wisconsin in 2024. We will be celebrating those that support survivors and work to make change in our community. The theme for this year is Everyone Knows Someone, reminding us to work together to learn more about the causes and impacts of domestic violence in our community so that we might recognize warning signs and empower those affected by domestic violence. This special will be going on 6 o'clock at McMillan Bell Library at their auditorium Thursday, October 23rd. Be sure to mark it on your calendars. Be there this Thursday if you can. Big thank you to this community and all the support it has already shown. Seeing a lot of purple this month, a lot of light bulbs. Mm-hmm. Our own mayor has made sure that our bridge is lighting up purple. We appreciate this. And keep in mind, if you can't be at the event, you can always every day be a supporter of this cause. Be on the right side of history.
Right.
Meet us October 23rd, McMillan Library's auditorium for the Domestic Violence Awareness Vigil. Everyone knows someone.
Mm-hmm.
Keep in mind the Wisconsin Rapids Family Center has your back. FamilyCTR.org is the website to go to if needed.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Want to remind everybody that our friends at CWAC have their Legally Blonde, the musical, kicking off on October 24th. Get your tickets for that at CWAC.org.
Yeah.
Head on over there, get those tickets. Buy local, support local. We'll be talking about the Silver Foxes show coming up in a little bit, but that one comes up on the 24th. Mm-hmm. Eat, Drink, and Be Murdered, an Irish Family Feud.
Beautiful.
WRCtheater.org is where you can get the tickets for that.
Yes.
A girls volleyball team in Dallas bought their high school janitor a new car.
I love that.
Wow.
They found out he was getting rides to get to and from school every day, so they launched a GoFundMe and surprised him with a new Ford SUV.
Oh, nice. That's a great gesture. My goodness. How wonderful.
There are certain things that never get old, and seeing people that do not want to accept a gift but are too humble,
beyond to humble.
Yes. Yeah, yes. You're taking this car. You're taking it.
It's so great. The video of it is awesome. That's
you don't get to say no.
That's right.
A mom in California bought an old, quote, scream mask at Goodwill and found it was worth a lot more than she paid for it. Those ghost face masks actually predate the movie. They came out 5 years before Scream hit theaters.
Right.
Oh, that's right.
It turned out the mask she bought was from the first production run in 91.
That's crazy.
Really?
She paid $5 for it.
What a find.
Got $856 off of eBay.
Holy mackerelly. Holy cow.
Spectacular.
Wow. The first production, 1991. Wow.
I love it when people happen into that.
And it's so cool. It is.
It sounds kind of silly maybe to say out loud, but this was always one of my Nana's, like, I don't want to say dreams.
She wants to happen into like, finding something really just, valuable.
Maybe you had some money. Yeah, yeah.
And how is this for a work perk? A grandmother in North Carolina named Nora Huntley works at a gas station 40 miles east of Charlotte. And she was on a break when she decided to buy a lottery ticket that, of course, hit $200,000.
Hey, not bad. Not bad. Good day's work.
She showed up at the lottery headquarters last Wednesday to cash it in. She told an official the money was really going to come in handy.
That's the best response ever.
It's actually a really, really
great
response. True.
It's so measured.
Come in handy, yeah.
That is such a Southern response, too.
Love it.
Love it. But, you know,
sure will come in handy.
Just a wonderful, wonderful one. Be sure to get us those Halloween activities, everybody. Mm-hmm. Give them to us. Yep. That will come in very handy. Info@WFHR.com or call our front desk, 715-424-1300. Great show today, you two.
You too.
Be good to each other out there.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.